So we're going in, it's inside the camp. It's not like outside the camp. It's like telling you where relating to the camp.
The is a very common article. And spelled A-N is a common article. And whenever you see articles, you're likely to see nouns. So notice here,
User in your channel started
and
recording.
whenever you see prepositions, like his tent, the camp, the edge, okay, the boys, the skinner, the porters, the gun bearers, okay, all of those were dead giveaway for nouns. Now, half and hour didn't have an article except for there was an article in front of hour. You see it?
Yes.
It's and, okay? Now, if you see prepositions, you also look for nouns, okay? As in triumph. What about on the arms and shoulders? What's the preposition? Yes, Joe. Thank you.
User in your channel timed out.
The
No, the is never a preposition.
Oh,
You
you said
have,
the preposition, my.
yeah, what's the preposition?
On.
On. Okay. The is the article. What's and in on the arms and shoulders? Kadir, what's and?
The conjunction.
Very good. It's a conjunction.
Conjunction.
Very good. Farasha, of the cook, what's the preposition?
Of.
Ty, what's the prepositional phrase? Of the cook. All right. Very good. Glad that you're black. We got to continue. I hope you learned some things from that. And you have your scores in terms of what you missed. Farasha is the reigning winner. She missed two. Okay.
Congratulations, Farasha.
There you go.
Thank
Big everybody
you.
up. All right. So she missed two. Okay. Ty, how many did you miss?
Actually missed three. I forgot to put half
User
on
entered
there.
your channel.
Okay. All right. Ty missed three. All right. Nadir missed eight. Jabari missed seven. Kadira, I don't see your number of how many you missed.
Oh, I'll put the number in.
Okay. All right, let's go with another quiz here.
Yay.
See what you how much you remember. Alrighty, let's do it again. In the Soul Power text chat, here is a link. This is adjectives. In the following paragraph, taken from D.H. Lawrence's short story, The Horse's Dealer's Daughter, click on the adjectives. Aha, the predicate adjectives and modifying participles in the order in which they appear. And they will appear in the text area below the paragraph, just as you already did. Words that don't fit the description will get a sorry. For the purpose of this exercise, we have not included the articles a, an, or the, and we have not included the possessive pronouns his and her. You do not have to type anything. You can click on the text area to delete any mistakes. When you're finished, compare your list that you prepared with the adjectives and the grammar list. Check out the color-coded paragraph when you click the answer button. All right, start now. Same as before.
My browser is doing something funky, so I had to restart.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know. All right, everybody. Time's up. bring it to a close. Give me your list, including all your sorry. I like
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, sorry. Sorry.
Right.
Wet. Sorry. Oh. All right. Give me your list and count up what you missed. And let's look at how could it be. All right, y'all. Come on, let's bring it in. How many you miss? It's okay. Just stop it right now. Just go with whatever you got. Okay. As you can tell, Bubba Kissing not gonna bite your head off. This is a learning activity.
Okay.
We can put this one global.
Say that again.
We can put this one in public.
Yeah. In terms of how much and what you missed, you can put it in public. I mean, not what you, I mean the number you missed. And then we'll talk about it. Let's talk about the ones that got away. How is it that, you know, how is it that running is an adjective? Like, right?
Right.
All right, let's start to talk about it. Nadira, you had in your list running. Why did you put running as an adjective? How can you defend that?
Oh, I didn't have that in my list.
User in your channel timed out.
Oh, that's what you're putting here is what you missed?
Right.
Okay. Y'all make a demarcation.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. All right. So who got that one right? Running as an adjective.
That didn't make any sense.
Man.
I think I got it in my list.
Who got it?
I got it.
Kadir and Jab, all right, defend it.
Well.
I got the defense.
Okay.
Okay. My defense is it is describing the object as an object that is running. So basically, you are such a running object. I know that makes no sense, but that's kind of
how. Wait, slow it down. A adjective does what? What is the adjective's job?
Describes a noun.
Describes a noun.
Describes a noun. What's the noun? Or pronoun?
Let me go back and see. Fields.
Okay, so you're telling me that running is describing feel?
No. Okay, it was he.
Yeah. User disconnected from your channel.
Okay. Now, here is the secret.
But.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
But he is a pronoun.
Yes, and adjectives describe nouns and pronouns.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Great. But still, we still got running. Come on. Okay. The secret is in predicate adjectives. You see at the top, it says click on the adjectives, the predicate adjectives, and the modifying participles. So you got adjectives. You got adjectives. But now, what in the world
User
is a predicate adjective? Would you let's figure it out. Look it up. Tell me. Come on.
Well, I'm going to use context clues.
Okay.
Since a predicate, it was told to me in elementary school or middle school, one of those, that predicates were kind of the same thing as verbs, and running is a verb. So It's a verb that acts like an adjective sometimes.
Good guess. Good guess. Good use of context clues. So let's look it up. Let's see what we get. Ja, everybody,
user in your
what's
channel
predicate
is recording.
Adjectives? We got to get to this. Yes, Ty, you can use the restroom. Now, make sure you put how many you missed now, and if you want me to keep up with it, okay? We're always going to use the test to learn, but I need to know
user
how many
in your
you missed,
channel timed out.
You know, for this activity. All right, and for those of you who already got that answer, looking, what is a predicate adjective?
Do you want me to read the definition?
If you can understand it. And put it in the text chat so we can read it along with you, my dear.
Okay.
Okay, so now read it.
A predicate adjective is an adjective that follows a linking verb and modifies or refers back to the subject of the linking verb.
Booyah! Now you gotta talk about what in the world is a linking verb in this sentence. What's the linking verb? Come on now, Farasha, you got this. You read the definition. It's a wonderful definition. Help us now, since you have the definition, understanding how running is identified as an adjective.
Okay, well, a linking verb is it's a verb
user
that
entered your channel
connects the subject to a predicate without expressing an action. So, yeah. Then I kind of still don't know how running is a predicate adjective.
Well, what's the pronoun that we're dealing with here?
You said the pronoun?
Yeah, what's the pronoun or the noun? Because you got to have, you said it links a something to something else, right? It links the subject,
yes.
Okay? All right, so it refers back to the subject. It modifies the subject, and the subject is always a noun or a pronoun, correct?
Right, okay. Let me find it.
Y'all can find it too. Put in the text chat.
Okay, so you said, what's the pronoun?
What is the subject? Let's do it like this.
He.
Okay, and he is also a pronoun. Okay, all right. So, and you said a linking verb links the
subject and the predicate together without, yeah.
So what's the predicate? this is wonderful. Come on, help her out. Y'all don't let her hang out there. Come on. Hey, Allie, you can't leave a sister hanging out there like that. Help the sister out.
What was the question?
No, see, now that's all
Jesus.
Wrong. Now that's just all wrong. You ain't even paying attention. Can
no,
dear
I'm
help
not
her out?
I'm trying to think with her.
Now, don't tell me. Your sister's going to have to defer to the brothers on this one. I'm sorry. Ty's already gone, so she can't give y'all no help. All right. Brothers, let's make some sense out of this. Help a sister out. Help all the sisters out. The days of chivalry have returned, Jabari. Surely you will help the sisters out.
Can't you help us, Jabari?
User in your channel timed out.
Okay,
surely
Nadir, you're not going to let the brother hang out there like that. See, he's trying to help the sisters out. He's been called out to help
user
the
in your
out.
Channel
so,
started recording.
Come on, Nadir. Come on, Ja. Ja just left us. Okay, come on. Help the brother out. We're in search of understanding, given the predicate adjective that we got going on here, all right? Because that's the only way that running can be, right? Really?
What?
Is it a predicate adjective?
Yes.
Okay, well, if it's a predicate adjective, then according to the definition of Mademoiselle Farasha, then it means it's this an adjective that follows a linking verb and modifies, or in this case, it refers back to the subject of the linking verb. So for it to be a predicate adjective, we have to find the subject, and we find the linking verb, and then we find the adjective that follows that linking verb, and that adjective that follows the linking verb then hooks us back to the subject. And then we'll be able to say it is a predicate adjective or it's not.
Okay. Got it. I got it.
Okay. Produce it.
You got it?
Produce it.
He got it. Please
do.
Elementary, my dear. Hello, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. He is the noun or imp slash pronoun, and it is...
No. Don't confuse him. It ain't slash pronoun. What? It's the subject.
Okay.
It's a pronoun. Okay, that's what got you in trouble on the last one, not thinking that a pronoun was a noun. A pronoun is not a noun. It's a subject of a sentence. A subject can be a pronoun or a noun, okay? So it's a subject and a pronoun. Go ahead from there.
Okay, he is the subject, and hastened or hastened, don't know how to really pronounce that, is the linking verb. Hastened? Okay, hastened is the linking verb, and then running would be the predicate adjective. Describing he.
Okay. Okay. So that means the only thing that we have to, that is in contention here, is whether hastened qualifies as a linking verb.
User in your channel is recording.
What make something a linking verb? Give me some definitions. Give me some examples. This is detective work. Now, incidentally, this is the stuff that people miss on the SAT. Okay. Now, you don't have to know this in order to write a good paper. Okay. But you do need to know it in order to get past some various tests. Okay. About what it is. All right. And if you are learning another language, it's also good to know because you can translate from one to the other. Okay. Learning languages makes sense when you understand some of the rules of your own.
Okay. I have a good example.
Okay.
A couple, actually. Okay. So this first one is, after drinking the old milk, Vladimir turned green. Turned is the, it connects the subject, Vladimir, to the predicate adjective, which is green. I mean, not the predicate adjective, just the adjective of, I don't know, whatever. But it connects it to green.
All right, type it in the text chat so that we can follow it. And if you're typing it, just change Vladimir to Kofi. Welcome back.
Who is Kofi supposed to be?
He told me to do that.
Who is Kofi? Well, it's better than better than playing with Vladimir. Okay, that's all. After drinking the old milk, Kofi turned green. Okay? So Kofi turned green. Green is the adjective. Turned is the linking verb. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, and also I was gonna post a list of verbs that they say are always linking verbs, and then verbs that have quote unquote multiple personalities.
Okay, good. Let us see it. Okay, so you got true linking verbs. Any form of the verbs to be. That is, I am, he is, we are, I was, they were, they have been, I am being. So all of those
become, oh.
Okay, those are state of being verbs, and they're always linking verbs. And then you have multiple personality verbs. Appear, grow, look. Prove, remain, smell, sound, taste, turn. Sometimes they're linking verbs and sometimes they're not. How are we going to tell the difference? How are we going to know the difference? Kadira? You know, we got those that are is, are, was, were, got those, okay? That's what Farashi was talking about. You know, they generally don't reflect action. That's what she was talking about. But neither hasten or none of them, those don't fit in that. Then this Nadir comes up with these multiple personality verbs.
User left her channel.
So the question is hasten one of those multiple personality verbs? And if so, how does that work in the sentence then? All right, let's strip away, you know, let's strip everything away and see what we get.
I just realized this is a very long sentence.
Which one? No, you mean, it sure is. It sure is. And he hastened straight down, running over the street. Now, how about, could running be a preposition?
No, over is.
Over the wet, over the field, because wet and sodden are adjectives. So he hastened running. He hastened straight down. Guess down to my house or somebody's house. And what he was doing is running over the wet, sodden fields. So he's running and pushing. Well, if running over the wet is, why isn't pushing through the hedges?
User in your channel timed out.
Oh, it is.
They do have pushing listed as
they
one.
They do. So how could that be? We may be going the wrong way. See, Jabari, you know, Farasha left because you couldn't rescue her. I'm in a good mood today. I hope y'all can relate to that. All right, so we got to do some investigation because we got pushing through the hedges. So I don't know if this is the predicate adjective is the one. It says also a modifying participle. What is that? What in the world is a modifying participle? Help a brother out. Ja Kadira, what's a modifying participle?
It says a word formed from a verb. Example, going, gone, being, been.
What?
And used as an adjective.
What?
Another example, working woman burned toast. Or
Man.
Noun. It can be used as an adjective or noun.
You think we got it? You think it could be a modifying participle?
Oh, and an example for its use as a noun is good breeding. So breeding would be your participle. Get that more than I get the adjective part of it.
Yeah, see, it predicate adjective just kind of didn't fall. I mean, I got the definition. I'm really glad you got that, those multiple personality verbs and the state of being verbs. That's a good way to review those. But when we apply it, try to apply it to the sentence, it doesn't work. And so that's why I said, so maybe it's not predicate adjective. Let's go look for a modifying participle. And would you put in the text chat what you found and maybe that link as well?
It was just Google, but 1 second.
Okay, you can put the, you just copy from the Google thing. It's okay. A word formed from a verb, going, gone, been, being, and used as an adjective. So a working woman. Now, how does this differ from a gerund? Like swimming comes easily for Nadia. And for those of y'all who don't know, Nadia is a championship swimmer. I'm just saying. Okay, so how does working woman differ from swimming comes easily? Or it could be a swimming woman. How is swimming woman different from swimming comes easily? We're using the same verb.
User disconnected from your channel.
Hey, everybody, I'm losing everybody. Hey, all the sisters are gone, except for Ty. Thank you, Ty, for holding the sisters, holding up the banner for the sisters. Mo. Hey, if we don't get this right, brothers, I think we're gonna lose her. Sisters are deserting us. We're supposed to be smart. So, Jabari, what's the difference between swimming comes easily for Nadir, okay, or producing comes easily for Jabari, which is a noun, I mean a verb, like a noun. What's the difference between that and working woman?
Can you repeat the last part, please?
Nadir has put in the text chat that this
User, your
modifying
channel is recording.
participle is a word formed
User,
from a
your channel is
verb
recording.
and used as an adjective. So this is another kind of disguise. Now, we already have greeted one of those last week with the gerund,
User in your channel is
which is a
recording.
verb used as a noun. Like producing comes easily for Jabari. And for those of you who don't know, Jabari is a producer of music. Okay. So in those, both of those cases, we have verbs, producing, and we have working woman. No problem. So you got it? Glad you're back, Farasha. We started wondering whether the sisters or you and Kadira was out, that you deserted us because the brothers, you know, weren't rescuing y'all fast enough or something.
My keyboard was acting up. I'm not a punk.
No, we didn't say you were. No implication there, sister. I'm still in search of an answer. Now, Nadir has given us that it's more than likely a modifying participle. And a modifying participle is, an example is working woman. In this case, running is over the wet, or pushing through the hedges is probably, that's closest to qualifying as a modifying participle. But I got to make sure that we're differentiating between a verb that's acting as a noun, because we are, I mean, a verb is acting as an adjective, like in this case. And we've already met verbs acting as nouns. Those are called gerunds, right, Allie? But now we have verbs like working woman. So I can see how working woman is an adjective describing the woman, okay, and not trying to describe that she's working, right? That makes sense?
Yes.
Or burned toast. Okay. So burned, you know, or even burning. So those are verbs, but they're used as an adjective to describe the woman, what kind of woman she is. She's a working woman. Okay, because adjectives answer those questions. Now, that may be a secret. You remember how we asked before what questions adverbs answer? What questions do adjectives answer?
Excuse me.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Oh, well, what happened when you left out? What were we talking about when you left out? What do you remember? Where are you?
We're talking about predicates.
Oh, okay. So if you're still on recognizing adjectives, okay, and we were trying to figure out whether or not how we missed that. We missed running. We missed pushing. And when we look on the sentence, we says, okay, so they're not direct adjectives like we used to. And so we said, since they said click on the adjectives and they say click on the predicate adjectives. So then you define predicate adjective. And then we were trying to figure out whether it fit as predicate adjectives. Well, they weren't those common linking verbs, you know, as, is, is, was, were, wasn't one of those. That wasn't a linking verb that, you know, where running then would follow that. And we looked to see whether it was one of those verbs that have multiple personalities, like appear, grow, prove, remain, smell, sound, take. It wasn't one of those either. So we says, okay, maybe it's not a predicate adjective. Maybe the answer is in modifying participles. Do you see that word up there in your directions on the recognizing adjective, Farasha?
Where?
We're on the same page. Under the directions, the first paragraph, it says, the following is a paragraph taken from D.H. Lawrence's short story, The Horse Dealer's Daughter. Do you see that?
I have to find the link because I had to close down my computer completely.
Okay. Well, the link, if you just go back in TeamSpeak, you should see the link. Okay, while she's doing that, Allie, are you following me? Ty, are you following? If you're not, just say, no, I don't know where you are, and I have no idea what we're doing.
Kind of.
All right. Well, tell me where you are. It helps if I know what you do understand, then I can help connect what you do understand and where you are to where we are. And just one of the things that I want you to know that Baba Wakesa looks for is whether you can follow this path. When you go to in life doing things, achieving things in your world of business and whatever, when you go to college and beyond, things aren't just handed to you in nice sound bites. Sometimes you have to follow the conversation. Okay? And what I want you to do is if we go someplace, all of you, and you get lost, say, wait a minute, hold it, Bible Kessa, I was with you up until this point. Nah, I don't know how we got here. Because what I'm modeling for you is the kind of thinking you have to do in order to solve problems. Now, we could easily say, okay, you got that wrong. You know, running goes, you know, pushing goes. Great. So just count it as wrong and let's move on. But that's not learning. Learning is, how come? How did we miss that? How is running right? That? It's answering those questions. And then we're using what's called the process of elimination. Since they instructed us to click on adjectives, predicate adjectives, and modifying participles, then you pretty well can guess that it's either adjective, and we said, no, it's not a direct adjective. So we're then going down to see if it's predicate adjectives by then defining it and seeing if it fits. We're investigators. Now we're investigating modifying participles. And so Nadia looked it up. gave a definition, just like Farasha, you gave a definition of predicate adjective. And it says a word formed from a verb. Used as a noun, excuse me, used as an adjective or a noun. Which means is this used as a noun? That means can a gerund be used as a modifying participle? If it's answering the question that adjectives answer. What questions? Look it up, y'all. You can just type these words in the text chat. I mean in the Google. What questions do adjectives answer?
No idea.
Look it up. Put it in the Google search. What questions do adjectives answer? And see what comes up.
It says what kind, which one, how many.
Type them in the text chat. What kind, which one, how many? That's what adjectives do. So any of the ones that you did identify as an adjective, okay, then then it will answer those questions. So which ones? Okay. Kadir says when they describe nouns or pronoun, adjective, right? Which ones, what kind, how many? So does running over the wet and pushing through the hedges, does that describe, now we're talking about he, right? We're still dealing with the adjective modifying he, or, and he hastened straight down. Running over the wet, sodden fields. So running is describing who? Who do you see? What image do you see? Who's running?
He.
Running over the field. Pushing through the hedges. So running over the field. Is that answering what kind, which one, or how many?
Could you repeat the question, please?
I'm at a loss, y'all. Y'all can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. We just have to put that on the back burner and see if we can come up with that. Modifying participles. Okay. But now, here is what we have to do. You see, when you're in elementary school, the sentences are simple. He ran. He ran fast. He was tall. In that last sentence, he was tall.
User in your channel timed out.
What's the linking verb?
Was.
Was.
What's the adjective?
Tall.
Tall.
Yes, tall.
Describing he. Now, in other texts, it's a bit more complicated because here you have verbs dressed up like acting like nouns and adjectives. So we'll put a pin in it. Maybe as we continue to study, it will become clear to us. So far, we have gerunds that are verbs that act like nouns. And then you have this modifying participle. But what is a participle? We got a little minute. What is a participle anyway? Allie, can you look it up? Are you on the phone? You may not be able to. Ty, what's a participle?
User in your channel timed out.
But we already looked it up.
No, you looked up modifying participle. What's a participle?
Did you spell it?
No. It's right up there in recognizing adjectives. You take it from where it's been read. You know, all I'm doing is reading. You still have the page that you did the assignment from, Farasha? Did you ever get that link?
No.
Then why are you sitting there in silence? All you have to do is ask somebody, say, give me the link, please.
Your classmates I asked Jabari, and then he's kind of...
What, you sent him a private message or something?
Yes.
I see. Well, you can ask out loud.
User entered your channel.
Hey, somebody please send me the link.
I did look up participle. I didn't look up modifying participle, just participle.
So what you just put in was participle?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
User in your channel timed out.
All right, so now Allie says, part of a verb used to indicate a past or ongoing action that can be used like an adjective, as in smiling. So we have participles, in this case, a participle that modifies something. So we got that this is a verb.
User in your channel
that's
is
describing
recording.
Past or ongoing action. So this is ongoing action because he's running, and it's used as an adjective.
User in your channel
to modify
recording.
What? He. Man. Well, ask me this will be the last thing I asked about this, probably. I can't promise that. if running and pushing are modifying participles, what's the verb in the sentence? Yes, Farasha.
I can't. Nobody's sending me the link. I feel so behind.
That is wild. Come on. Y'all gonna let your classmate hang out like that? There it is, sister.
Nasi.
Yeah, Nasi die. I mean, sisters. If the brothers didn't respond, maybe Farasha, you might need to ask the sisters. Anyway, so Farasha, it will be at the second sentence. Yeah, well, Farasha said, not by me. You ain't showed me. Okay, folks. What's the verb? Y'all know verbs. Forget all this other stuff. A plain verb. What's the verb of the sentence? And he hastened down, running over the wet, sodden fields, pushing through the hedges, down into the depression of callous, wintry obscurity.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah. Exactly. It is oh, my. Please. But, hey, we do it. We you know, don't get me wrong. We got our own stuff.
You looking for the verb?
I'm looking for the verb.
User in your channel is recording.
What's the verb?
Hastened.
Hastened. What does that mean?
To quicken.
So he hastened. He hastened. Okay. Does everybody agree with that? That's the verb. If you cut everything out.
Yes.
So cut everything out and give me the shortest sentence you can come up with. Cutting out the adjectives or the modifying participles acting as adjectives. Type me the simplest sentence you can get from this. Everybody, give me your version. Quickly, we only got 3 minutes. Come on, come on. Because sometimes you have to do that.
User in your channel timed out.
All right, try that.
User entered your channel.
That's too easy.
He hastened into wintry obscurity.
Timed out.
And what is that?
That's the sentence. Nadir, what's that? That's the simple thing, Nadir? Yes, it is. He hastened straight down is a modifier. Okay? So he hastened, not how, you know, the running over the wet, sodden fields, pushing through the hedges, okay. He hastened into wintry obscurity. How can I skip all that necessary stuff? Because it ain't necessary. Now, what it does, it serves a function. I could say he hastened. Do y'all see that? He hastened. Straight down is just telling us how he did it, okay? Running over the wet, sodden field. See, that's describing in this instance, okay? He hastened into, like, the depressive, callous, all that is talking about the kind of wintry obscurity. So the bottom line is he hastened into winter obscurity. Now, the other part tells how he did it and describe him so you get a picture of him doing it. You could say he hastened straight down into winter obscurity. Notice that, okay? He hastened straight down into winter obscurity. Or he hastened straight down into the depression of callous winter obscurity. So notice I left out running over the wet and sodden fields and pushing through the hedges down, okay, because this is a piece of work, okay? And guess what? This is the kind of piece of work that you will be faced with when you're tested, because they don't test you based on sentences, many sentences that we write, correct? Who do you think they're going to be quoting on the SAT?
Shakespeare.
Or D.H. Lawrence. Or somebody like that. Okay? Now, we can make it fun, but you got to be able to break it down. Okay? Who? Well, this person is D.H. Lawrence. He's some white writer. Okay? Before it was from another one. And that's okay. Because part of what's important and part of the strength we have is not getting lost. So when you can go, he hastened into winter obscurity, now you can begin to see what modifies what, because all you're doing now is to look at how the author wants you to see him. Or in this case, into the depression of callous. Callous is the kind of winter obscurity, okay? So he hastened into... You could say, if you want to say, he hastened into depression, but it's the depression of, so if it's the depression of, you know, whew, all right. So that's all I want to put to, and we'll still we're going to look out for them gerunds, we're going to look out for them infinitives, and we're going to now look out for these modifying participles, because they're changing clothes. I mean, if those things that, as Ebola put in, are multiple personalities, then we got to come up with another word for these things. Okay?
User in your channel stopped recording.
Because they are much more than multiple personalities. Okay? They can take on multiple personalities, multiple functions in the sentence. Okay? And as we go through it, it will become more and more clear. But first, we get confused, and then we get clear. All right. It's time to get out of here. One thing you learned or appreciate about this class today, anything?
I
say what, Kadira?
I'm sorry, that's my brother. I appreciate that you make this class so fun today. You really helped me learn more.
Thank you. Got to do something with D.H. Lawrence.
Mo, indeed.
I appreciate the way that classes start today. We took those quizzes or tests first, and it also helped me to identify some things that I don't know. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Mo! Any other thing you learned or appreciate? We can get out of here.
I appreciate how no one sent me the link.
Oh, come on. You're being facetious. Come on, Farasha. Something you really appreciate, sister. We know that you're pissed about that. You don't like that. That's cool. We can take that, too. Something that you don't appreciate. So that's what you don't appreciate, right?
Yes.
All right, we got that out of the way. Now what do you appreciate?
I appreciate learning about modifying participles and what participles were, and about predicates, and yeah.
All right. Mo! Come on, come on.
Mo!
All right, I put in the text chat the link to several quizzes, okay? Just like that, coming from the same source, okay? From sentence parts to nouns, crossword puzzles. It's been up there for a while, so many of them don't work because they are made, you see CGI and many of them JavaScript. Because browsers are going to HTML and so some of them aren't functioning any more. And you might take even the topics though. So there were literally, and this is what we were, this is why this was our bait. There's 174 quizzes, and still many of them are still active in terms of being able to use them. Okay, from punctuation to practice to gerunds and infinitives, etc. Okay, so you're welcome to play around with them, and I'll tell you that we're going to use that as a source, just like we did today. I've had fun. Yeah, so what?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, so I appreciate all of you. Appreciate you making the class fun as well, and appreciate you taking the quiz and being active. All right, take care. Have a good lunch.
User left your channel. User disconnected from your channel.